This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. So good to see you here. And happy old year, as I record this anyway. It might be a new year by the time you listen to it. Do you have a happy place? Oh yeah, I've got a happy place. And I'm aware that sometimes the happy place is kind of in our head. That's useful because we can take it around with us. And that will be a place we can retreat. If the circumstances we're in are pretty awful, we can find our happy place. That's often the way that's talked about, but I was thinking about this and realizing I've got a happy place, which is where my alpacas are. I don't like being too far away from them. And I do like being around them. And I was thinking about it, is it my happy place is the stable? Not so much. And it's not because I have to keep mucking out there and doing all the hard work. That's the place of the hard work. No, that's not why it's not my happy place. It's not the place, although it is my happy place when the alpacas are there. And that's the thing. That's the thing. When I'm around the alpacas, I get a different sense of presence, of I'm trying to identify what it is. My place in the world sounds very grand. I'm connected to the alpacas and they're connected to me. And there's something about engaging with these amazing creatures that really settles something in my inner being. And that's quite an interesting experience. Alpacas generally are my happy place, not just a physical place. There are places I like to be. There are places I like to sit. And the view is amazing. And the wind, if you can get out of it, is in that sheltered spot, is okay. And the weather isn't being thrown at you. And yet there are times when it's a good blow is just what you need. And take all the cobwebs away. And usually that's a good thing for a new year, isn't it? Getting up on the top of a hill somehow or somewhere and getting a good blow, get all the cobwebs out and get a fresh start for the new year. I've been thinking about resolutions. I don't do resolutions. And thinking about what do I do instead? How do I approach the new year? And the way I've been thinking about it is that I carry a question through the year. And one of my current musings, I've only got a few hours left before I need to make the decision. No, I can decide early in the new year, like the first day or two. But where I'm coming to, where I think my question is how can I make better connections as a result of the work I do? How can I do things in a way that makes for better connections? And that includes the podcast. So let me think about that. How do we do that? Well, let me ask you, please send me an email. Did that work? No. For some people, it did. Some people send me an email, but not everybody who's listening sends me emails. And that's okay. I get that. And I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. If you'd like to tell me, I'd love to know. I've got some thoughts for the new year about a survey, just to ask a few simple questions and just to help me really to serve you better. What do you want more of? What do you want less of? I've got some thoughts, but I'd really like your input. And so I've got a few questions that I'll ask. We'll do that in the new year. And again, it's not everybody's going to respond, but if you'd like to be involved in that, I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, if you want to tell me where you are and how you found me originally, that's one of the questions I want to ask, I want to explore. How did you find the podcast? How did you find it in the first place when you first came across the podcast? How did you find it? That might help us connect with other people. So the work that I want to do is to connect with people in a better way, in a more meaningful way, in a way that's more helpful to them. and we shall see what we can do. It's going to be an interesting year, I think. It's going to be an interesting year. So, yeah, reflecting back on the year as we do, it's been in ups and downs here and there. Oh, there's normal then. That's what years are like normally. We have various things, but there was some sadness with some losses, and there were some harder times and some bits where I was more out of action when I had my operation and stuff. And so that's an interesting journey that we all go on, and we'll have variable years. But looking forward to next year, what are the things that we want to build in more of? What are the things that we'd like to do better? What are the things that we'd like to do in a way that is better at caring for our alpacas and bringing what they need into the equation? Have an interesting sit with your alpacas. Sit and stare. If you can, spend some time with your alpacas, but sit and stare and see what they tell you. See what comes to mind. See what are the things that you'd like to be doing. This is not a major plan. It's not a task list so much as a way of just being more intentional. I think that's helpful to move forward, is to be more intentional about the things that we do. So there's some thoughts, there's some ideas. But I really just wanted to do a quick, short episode just to wish you a happy new year. May it contain all that you'd want it to. May you find peace and presence at the center. Take care. See you again soon. Oh, well, I'll see you next year. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.